I'm here with Simon Whitehouse of Digital Birmingham.
Hi there.
And Karen. Jeannie, you all right? And Karen's falling asleep. So we were just going through looking at online spaces where people are talking in or around Borsall Heath. And we've just been searching for some spaces, and the results were a little underwhelming, weren't they?
Yes, we didn't find great, it has to be said.
We found Facebook pages for a local cake shop.
Heavenly Delight, very nice.
Are they?
Yes, I've been there. I have been there. I didn't just tell them I like their cheesecake. I have actually tasted it.
You do actually like their cheesecake?
Yeah. Not my favourite.
Who are your favourite?
Something Special. They're closer, but they do the Oreo cheesecake and the Ferrero Rocher cheesecake.
Okay, so there's lots of cake going on in Borsall Heath.
There's a lot of cake going on down Lady Paul Road, yes.
Cool.
And I think that's because, we were talking about this earlier, weren't we? The pubs are not really suitable for young Muslims, and a lot of this generation of young Muslims are meeting in mixed groups, and so cake shop is quite a safe and accepting environment, it seems, for some of those young people to do that.
There's also a Facebook page for hookers, the Shisha Lounge in Birmingham.
Yes.
And there was Friends of Mosey Road Baths, who've got a Facebook page and a blog, and they're campaigning for the local Victorian baths to be kept open.
Yes, it's a bit of a shame that we seem to have focused more on cake than on exercise, isn't it? probably not unexpected, given our interests, but there you go. It would have been nice to say we spent a lot of time on the Mosley Road bath site and made lots of comments, but no, I just told the cake shop I like cheesecake.
So, I mean, the thing is that this kind of lack of much being spoken about Borsall Heath online isn't for lack of trying, is it? But Nick has done a few social media surgeries there, and
I've helped I think there were three altogether, two of which I attended, and there were a number of people that was in Borsall Heath Forum in the garden, in the treehousey bit. So I'm not sure exactly how many blogs got started as a result of that.
So, I mean, do you think there's a reason, or is it just one of those things that it just hasn't happened yet?
I think it probably just hasn't happened yet. I don't think there's a particular reason why there shouldn't be an online community spirit in Borsall Heath. We certainly bang the drum enough about ourselves having a community spirit.
Yeah.
And you know, we seem to get the big society label attached to us quite regularly, and so. Yes, I would say that it's a nice place to live, so there wouldn't be any reason why not. I should have set up a hyperlocal blog, but I haven't.
It's a time thing, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a limit to how much that I want to do. So.
Okay.
Sometimes I just want to sit down most of the time.
Fair enough. But yeah, it was just that there are enough people in Borsall Heath with the skills, but it's probably like you, they haven't got the time.
Yes. We had an online forum for some time, but that just dissipated and finished a few years back now, really.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And thanks for joining the Treasury Cake page and saying something.
That's all right.
That's great.
Shame we didn't bag a tiger on safari.
Oh, sorry about that. Every hunt can't be a winner.
No, absolutely.
Okay, cheers.